Hello, you through to James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
All right, James, this is Brian. You were been phoning me.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Renfra. How you doing?
I'm not too bad, yourself?
Aye, okay.
That's brilliant. I just need to ask you three quick questions.
Yeah.
For data protection purposes before I can continue with the phone call. Could you just confirm for me your date of birth?
31858.
Brilliant. Your postal address?
What do you mean, post? Wait, what's my address? PA4 0PG.
Brilliant. And then just your email address for me, please, sir.
Right. I'm going to have to put you on the Maggie if you're going on this. I don't know my email number.
Do you know your mobile number?
079-661-54552.
Brilliant. There we are. We've passed data protection now. It was just a quick call. I don't know if it's on my text message or email.
Listen, my phone's been out the back door all night. I didn't get it until 5 minutes ago there. The only reason I knew it was out the back door is because it started to ring. You must have phoned me.
Yeah.
By the time I've got to the phone, you've rung off.
Yeah, unfortunately. I sent a text message anyway, but the call was regarding collecting further information from you.
Right.
Just because we've sent loads of subject access requests to local councils to retrieve your CER records. But the way they index their records isn't within your name, so being at the time you would have been a child, it wouldn't have made sense to put it in your name, so it's in either your parents' names or the town city you may grew up in during CER. So could you just confirm to me your parents' names for me, please, sir?
Della Boyle. Or Della McKenzie. Her maiden name is Boyle.
How do I spell that, if you don't mind?
B-O-Y-L-E.
No, her first name, sorry.
Oh, behave. You need to look that one up. My mum died when I was 9.
Dale.
A. You know what I mean? So... You spell Della, I couldn't tell you.
Della, okay, no problem.
Francis Della Boyle. This is my wife, Tom, on the side. So her first name is Francis.
Brilliant.
Just put Francis Boyle.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Right, Della was, I don't put D.
I'll put D for the middle name. What about for your father's name?
Thomas McKenzie.
Thomas.
And the doctor I was under was Blackwood.
You was in Blackwood, that was where...
No, the doctor was called Blackwood. That was where family doctor.
Oh, okay. Is that
time...
your current GP now?
Oh, no. You don't get a current GP now. You're lucky if you see the same person twice.
That is true. What are you under Clydeview Medical Practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. That's fine. And is that the one in Renfrew? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I presume so. That's perfectly fine. Did you have any previous names or names what you were known as when you was younger?
No, Brian McKenzie.
No. Okay, that's fine. And then just finally, just the address you was at before you was in placed into CER. It doesn't have
Knock Hill Road, Renfrew. 8 Knock Hill Road, Renfrew.
Eight.
Knock as in knock the door. Hill as in up the hill.
8 Knock Hill Road.
Road.
Renfrew.
Aye, we didn't have postcodes then.
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. They should be able to locate your file through that. That's brilliant. So what we'll go ahead and do is send further subject access requests off to the local councils and as well as we sent one to your local registered GP anyway, so we're just waiting to hear back from them.
Right.
And then once we've received your CER records from the local council, we should be able to book you in for a witness statement.
Witness statement, James.
Yeah.
They're on the cancer trail with me, so sooner rather than better.
Yeah.
No, rather than later. I'm under the doctor, they know they're up my arse and doing my throat.
Yeah.
So, I'd rather get this done too sweet.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll mark it as a priority on your file now, so obviously we're aware of them.
I don't want to go right. What I was going to do was do a written statement, right? A life statement kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that's like reliving it twice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All these doors were shut until I got in touch with you. Now it's like invading my space.
Yeah, we're trying to work so we don't obviously like bother you too much about it, or you know, make you relive any certain memories. We don't want to do that at the moment.
Doors are open.
Oh, I do apologise for that, Mr. McKenzie, but
no problem.
The witness statement would ring you first, just to see what date and time obviously is best available for you, so you're not having to worry about obviously your availability. But I'll mark on file now of the urgency of the matter.
I'm in the ear, nose and throat on Saturday, and then I've got the other one fucking the next couple of weeks, so it's proceeding at a pace, we'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's fine. If it gets to a point where you're on it, where you may not feel physically able to take the witness statement yourself, I think we'll be able to work a way around it where you can have your wife speak for you on your behalf instead. We just need you to give us an email with written communication to clarify that obviously it is you who's emailing us and that you're giving permission for your wife to speak on behalf of you.
Well, hopefully I'll know Nate.
Well, hopefully not.
I don't want
to know her heat. That's perfectly understandable. So what I'll do is I'll, with the information you're just giving me now, I'll just start chasing up the local council to try and retrieve your records, and we'll try and get you booked in for a witness statement as soon as possible. Is that okay?
That's excellent, James.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Mr. McKenzie. I hope you have a lovely day.
Right, take care.
You too. Bye. Bye.